What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, the Ravens won't be there, but the Super Bowl will still happen in New Orleans in a few weeks. And joining us now to talk some football, she joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It's Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network. And Cynthia, thank you, as always, for your time. We do appreciate it. Ravens Sunday night in Buffalo. Once again, did simply they just beat themselves? Is that what you saw?
I mean, I saw uncharacteristic things. And beating yourself is one way to describe it, but the other way would be, you know, sometimes you don't end up on the right side of mistakes, right? And when you when you're this far along in the playoffs, you really do have to play a very nearly flawless game and not turn the ball over to really forecast for win.
Cynthia, we were just talking about this prior to the break, where this Ravens team, traditionally under Lamar Jackson, they do a great job of not turning the ball over. And the Ravens defense last year, number one in takeaways. This year, we saw some regression. In the 8 playoff games that Lamar has started, they have turned the ball over 14 times and have just 2 takeaways. It's hard to explain how that happens.
I mean, your guess is as good as mine, right? Because it's not like the people are different and of course the stakes are higher, but you know, I think again, like it's very hard to, you know, if something were easily fixable, if we could as outsiders or as, you know, them as insiders figure it out, they could ultimately do it, but we can't, you know, like obviously they would fix it if it was something that was easy to do.
It's hard to quibble with the offense when they average 7.3 yards per play and they go on the road and play in ice and snow and never punt. However, Derrick Henry clearly was slow going. You know, Derrick Henry never affected this game the way a lot of us thought he might. And Cynthia, it surprised me. Maybe not you, but it surprised me. Okay, if Buffalo's going to go 4-3 and Buffalo's going to run blitz early downs and Buffalo's going to sell out to take away Derrick Henry, then I thought one of two things would have happened. A whole lot of design runs for Lamar Jackson with Justice Hill playing option football and exploiting those guys. If you're going to blitz and play man, then we're going to get our two shifty guys together and see if you can handle them on the outside. Or I would have told you, the 15 times that they went 6-0 line against Pittsburgh, they did it 20 times against Buffalo, and they systematically road graded them. They did it one time outside of goal-to-go situations, and that was Derrick Henry's 17-yard sprint, where if he doesn't stumble, he might have ran all the way to Lake Erie. I can't figure that part of this equation out.
I mean, that was, to me, this whole thing came down to kind of who's going to execute jumbo better. Obviously, the Ravens don't do it very often, but it had been like a, you know, a magic bullet every time they did, so... That's why I was curious. You know, the Bills do it a lot more often, but and they often threw out of it. They still throw out of it. But I'm looking at that, and I'm curious why. I don't know why. I mean, you'd have to ask someone who was responsible for calling the plays. But,
sure.
You know, it just it doesn't seem – it's confusing.
So you're with me that these adjustments were either late to happen or, frankly, didn't really happen at all.
Yeah, I don't know what they were seeing that – would lead them to believe that wasn't a better way to do things. I again, like, it's just so wild because, you know, obviously we can go back as outsiders and, you know, we see things the way we see it, but like, I don't know, maybe they thought because, you know, Taylor Rapp was not going to put, I don't know, like Christian Benford concussion. Like, I don't know. Like I'm, it's always, I think going back, I'm sure they would play a few things differently if they could.
Talking with Cynthia Freelance, Inside Access here on The Fan. How do you explain the Mark Andrews of it all? Not only does he have the drop at the end of the game, he had a drop early, which would have given him second and two from the 20. The very next play was the Lamar Jackson fumble. He had a fumble of his own. Just your thoughts on Mark Andrews.
The ball is very cold and heavy in that situation. Things can go. He had an off day. You wouldn't be in the position that you were without him. You know, the team wouldn't be as far along as they were if he hadn't played the way he had all season long. Everybody has a bad day. It's not satisfying. It's not, it doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't make you happy. But I think, you know, you got to kind of like chalk that up to you. If it was a regular season game, like, all right, got him the next one. You're totally fine. It just, it stinks when it happens, when you don't have the next game to kind of brush it off.
Well, Cynthia, let's go to another fun game, and that was your Lions hosting the Commanders in a tough one there.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I'd rather lose as a fan. I'd rather lose this way where, it, you know, the whole game you were like, this is not going well, as opposed to last year where the first half, you know, I'm watching with tears in my eyes being like, holy smokes, and then just totally get your heart ripped out. So there's at least that. You know, in the NFC Championship game last year where the Niners came back and, you know, just beat them. So that was great. But, I mean, with this many people on IR, if, you know, the offense was playing perfectly and Jahmyr Gibbs, he wanted to win clearly. But when you throw that many interceptions and you turn the ball over that many times, you're just, you really don't have a lot of chance to do some good things, you know, truly.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jaden Daniels, like, can he go to Philadelphia and keep this guy? I can't bet against this kid at this point. Like, can he continue slaying dragons?
You know, I think the good news for him is that I don't even think he, like, I don't know him. I haven't asked him, yeah. Right? But, like, you know, I met him a couple times. But, like, I don't know if he knows how hard it is to do what he's done. And that might actually be a really big strength for him because I don't think, you know, that whole team feels like they're playing with house money. You know, they're just like having fun. They're, you don't see anything there where it feels like they're just trying everything. They're, you know, it, I think Cliff Kingsbury, I think one of the things he's done this year, you know, we talk about like, oh, can he win after in the second half of games? We saw him have take a big step back. Well, the reality was it's this season he's got the right quarterback for that, meaning, of course, defenses would start to adjust to Jaden Daniels after about the halfway mark because he proved himself to be a really legit contender and not a trick guy, right? And then now teams are adjusting again, and that just shows you how great Jaden is. But I will say, I watched Cliff Kingsbury, and the smartest thing he's doing is copying things that worked against the competitors. So if they're going to beat the Eagles in the defense, it will be targeting the void that has been, you know, the void that has been left by injury with N'Kobe Dean. So if they can do that, then it's going to be interesting. But I think Cliff's so smart, just like being like, well, what worked against the Lions before? Got it. We're going to do that.
Cynthia, how worried are you about that Eagles offense? It doesn't look like Jalen Hurts was moving real well after that knee injury early in the game. We talked earlier. We feel like if it didn't snow, the Rams end up beating the Eagles. Are you concerned about the Eagles offense? It kind of looks broken. Obviously, Saquon looks great, but the passing game.
Yeah. If anything happened to Saquon, I would probably say that things would be not as easy. However, that O-line can make up for a lot of issues. And as much as I like what Washington's defense has been able to do in terms of getting better, they're still not the scariest defense in the league. They're not the scariest defense in the playoffs. They're not the scariest defense in this game. So I just tend to favor O-lines and defenses as a forecast for strength, because that usually works out in the playoffs. But I'm not sitting here thinking that, you know, I think that the line could be a little – It feels generous to be giving the Eagles 6 points. I think something more like 4 would be more like, now that's interesting. That's intriguing.
Let's finish with the AFC Championship. Do the Chiefs get back to the Super Bowl, Cynthia?
You know what? I like seeing a dynasty as much as anyone, whatever. I don't think anyone but Kansas City Chiefs fans like to see dynasties, but whatever, or Patriots fans back in the day. But I do think they get back, and not because I think that the Bills can't beat them. They clearly have beaten them this season. But Christian Benford being in the concussion protocol, along with Taylor Rapp being potentially unavailable, it just feels like a pass defense that we thought was suspect before becomes even more suspect now. And I don't see how an increasingly healthy Kansas City team doesn't exploit. Like, you're giving me Patrick Mahomes and I'm not full strength on defense or even close to full strength. It just feels like it's going to be hard for the Bills to overcome that, as good as Josh Allen has been playing.
It felt like in that game, if you got it over Milano's head and in the middle of the field against the Ravens, it was like it was there for the taking whenever you wanted it.
Exactly.
Between the safeties. Yeah.
Yep. So and I'm now you have even more more depleted safety situation, potentially. Yeah, not great. Again, anything can happen.
Sure.
I don't think this is, you know, this is a very close game, and you know, obviously, I think this is a very exciting game, but it's tricky for me to believe that, you know, the way we see, especially now that playoff Travis Kelce has returned, you know, this is the guy we're waiting for. It's just going to be hard, given that if any of those safeties aren't playing.
Cynthia Freeland, always great. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the football this weekend.
Absolutely. And, you know, Ravens fans and Lions fans, we have a lot in common right now. Very, you know, depressed fan base. But the good news is it just means one more week for our teams to get a jump on these darn playoff teams who are still in it for next season.
There you go. There's one way to spin it. Thanks.
I like it. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Nice. Hey, coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Have you gotten over it yet? How much are you still hurting about this game Sunday? Any thoughts now that you've mulled on it for a while? 410-583-1057. What about the future of Mark Andrews? Do you want to see him back in a Ravens uniform? Your thoughts next here on The Fan.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.